KGMI Morning News Extra.
There's a new cage-free rescue center for cats that's opened in Blaine. And joining us this morning is Assistant Director of Eva's Eden, Nicole Walker. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. And, well, first of all, how long has Eva's Eden been open?
We've been open since the end of January, but we've just been in our permanent location for about a month and a half with our cage-free operation. We're downstairs in our basement with catwalks and murals and a beautiful big tree where the cats can play.
About how many cats do you have in your shelter right now?
Well, we usually run at about 30 cats, between 30 and 40 cats actually in the shelter, but in all of our foster homes we have close to 100.
Oh, wow.
So there's always lots of kitties to choose from.
Okay, so you have a series of foster cat keepers as well.
We do. The kitties stay with foster homes during the week so that they can play with kids and other cats, with dogs, and be really comfortable in homes. And then they come in on the weekend to the shelter to meet their new families.
And is that when you have the shelter open to the public? If someone would like to find a new cat or kitten for their home, it's just on the weekends when they come in?
We do. Right now, our hours of operation are Friday from 11 to 3, and then Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4.
What inspired you to open Eva's Eden?
Well, as the name suggests, it was actually a kitty called Eva. Our family kitty was a beautiful Scottish Fold, purebred, and she'd been fully vaccinated, and she came down with distemper out of nowhere. And we tried desperately to save her, did plasma treatments, all kinds of things, but she did not make it, and she passed away after about 4 days. And we just felt so strongly that we needed to open a shelter in her name and honor her and create a place for other kitties to come. It was a very difficult time, but through that, this shelter has been opened, and we are able to save many kitties and help other kitties, too.
Were there other factors in the community at play as well? Maybe the overpopulation of cats or kittens here, or anything else that motivated you?
Absolutely. The Eva's Eden is actually a part of the Oneness Foundation, which is a ministry run by Reverend Cheryl Walker, where we embrace vegetarianism and oneness and unity and love. And so oneness with the animals was always a very important thing to us. And, of course, there's a terrible overpopulation problem with cats and dogs all over the world. And so being able to rescue kitties and provide them with a home and save them from a situation where they may be dying outside, or, you know, someone is not able to care for them, was a very important thing to us. So to be able to honor them in that way and to provide homes and just a new start for all of them was very important to us too.
Well, very quickly, just a few seconds left, how can people get a hold of you if they want to adopt a cat or maybe have a cat that that needs a home?
Absolutely. You can visit us online at evaseden.org, and our phone number is 778-1724 if anyone has any questions. We're in Blaine, Washington on the weekends.
All right. Nicole Walker, Assistant Director of Eva's Eden. Thanks for joining us
this morning.
Thank
you so much.